弟兄姊妹大家好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主早晨又让我们能够有机会一同聚在他跟前。
Thank the Lord for giving us another opportunity to gather before him.
我们都知道现在这个新冠疫情啊这个还继续的在蔓延。
And we know that the current pandemic continues to progress.
请我们能记得诗篇91篇的话。
May we remember the words in Psalm 91.
希望我们所有弟兄姊妹都以神做我们的避难所。
That all brothers and sisters, we can look to the Lord to be our shelter.
让我们能够隐藏在至高者的隐秘处。
That we can be hidden in the shelter of the Almighty.
经历他全能的保护。
That we would experience his almighty protection.
所以早晨在开始聚会前讲道之前我想我们还是有一个简短的祷告。
And before we begin the message, I'd like to start with a word of prayer.
主我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are truly thankful.
早晨我们有可以和许多弟兄姊妹一同聚在你的跟前。
That this morning with many saints, we can gather before you.
虽然这个方式不一样
，Even though the format is still different，
但是我们都在灵里面把敬拜归给你。
But in the spirit we offer you all the worship。
主啊，愿你在宝座上向着所有神的儿女施恩典。
Lord, because from your throne above you give us grace。
只有你知道你的儿女。何等渴望能听见你的声音。
And you know how desperately we need to hear your voice.
所以我们今天早晨求你把说话的翻译的握在你的手中成为你的器皿。
So Lord, may you use the speaking and the translating as your vessels.
主啊你借着你的灵亲自解开你的话语。
And may you reveal your word to us through your spirit.
救我们脱离所有一切的愚昧。
That we would depart from all the foolishness of life.
在这个最紧迫的时代里面
That in these critical times,
我们没有错误的选择
That we would make the right choice and not the wrong.
我们能行走在你话语的光中
That our hearts would be in the light of your word.
能够预备好我们的自己迎接你的再来
That we might be prepared to meet your return.
所以愿今天早晨
So Lord, this morning,
无论说的、翻译的、听的，都在厚厚的膏油里面。
Lord, may we be anointed greatly from the speaking, the translating, and hearing of your word.
主啊，我们从深处对你说
，and from the depths of our being,
有你就够了。
We say that as long as we have you, that is.
谢谢你的眷顾和怜悯。
So we thank you for your provision and your mercy.
垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督。宝贵的名
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 好，开头的时候呢，我请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一段的话。
And I'd like to begin by reading from the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开《使徒行传》。
Please turn with me to the Book of Acts.
使徒行传第22章。
Acts chapter 22.
我们从第六节读到第十节。
We will read verses 6 through 10.
我先用中文读然后边用英文读一遍。
We'll read it first in Chinese, followed by English.
我将到大马色正走的时候约在晌午忽然从天上发大光四面照着我我就扑倒在地听见有声音对我说扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我我回答说主啊你是谁他说我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣与我同行的人看见了那光却没有听见那位对我说话的声音我说主啊我当做什么主说你起来进大马色去在那里要将所派你做的一切事告诉你
And it came about that as I was on my way approaching Damascus, about noontime, a very bright light suddenly flashed from heaven all around me. And I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting. And those who were with me beheld the light, to be sure, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me. And I said, what shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told of all that has been appointed for you to do.
我特别请弟兄姊妹注意两句话。
I'd like brothers and sisters to pay attention to two phrases.
第一个在第八节里面。
The first one is in verse 8.
保罗说，主啊，你是谁？
Paul says, who art thou, Lord?
第二句话在第十节里面。
And the second phrase is in verse 10.
他说，主啊，我当做什么？
He said, what shall I do, Lord?
好，我们圣经呢就读这些。
And we'll conclude our Bible reading for now.
我们知道我们基督徒啊，
We know that as Christians,
圣经启示我们，我们有两个很重要的身份。
That, as a Christian, we have two identities.
一个是儿子。
One is the, as a son.
第二个是仆人。
And the other as a servant.
好，我们看见主耶稣道成肉身来到地上的时候。
And we know that when the Lord Jesus came into the world in the flesh,
他就很清楚地告诉我们。
He clearly taught us.
他是神的儿子。
That he is the son of God.
他又是神的仆人。
And he is also the servant of God.
所以今天我们也是一样。
And today we are the same.
一面我们是儿子。
On one hand, we are the son.
当然这个儿子是包括姊妹的。
And of course, the son includes male and female.
那么另外一面呢，我们是仆人。
And on the other hand, we are servants.
这是神给我们两个非常重要的身份。
And these are two important identities that God has given to us.
当然作为神的儿子。
Of course, as a son,
圣经里面有很多的话。
The Bible has many words to encourage us.
那么天父对我们最大的盼望就是我们能够长大成人。
And as a heavenly, as a father, his greatest desire is that we would mature as a son.
啊，那么这个长大成人呢，在希腊文里面呢，它有另外一个意思，就是成熟。
And in the, to grow up in the Greek, it means to mature.
老练啊
，to be experienced。
那么弟兄姊妹们，我想我们今天在地上跟随主。
And brothers and sisters, today as we walk with the Lord,
我们作为神的儿女
，as sons of God,
我们需要不断的能够长大成人。
We need to continue to mature.
应该一年比一年更老练。
And as each year passes, we should mature.
一年比一年更成熟。
That each year that passes, we should, increase in maturity or experience.
我们看见保罗对哥林多的教会弟兄姊妹说。
And Paul spoke to the Corinthians.
他说我不能把你们当作是属灵的。
I cannot view you as being spiritual.
我们只能把你们当作是属肉体的是。是婴孩，是孩子。
But you can only be counted as the flesh as children.
这说明了，就是哥林多的弟兄姊妹，他们很幼稚。
This shows that the Corinthians were very immature.
那么他们很肉体。
And they were of the flesh.
啊，所以呢，今天呢，如果呢，我们还是活在肉体，活在血气里。
So today, if we are still living in the flesh,
那么一直活在幼稚的光景中。
And if we are continuing on in immaturity.
那说明我们好像还没有成长。
It speaks to the fact that we have not grown.
所以呢，神有一个心意。
So the Lord has a desire.
要叫他所有的儿女们呢，都能够长大成人。
Is that all of his children would grow and mature.
那么什么样的情况叫做长大成人呢？
Now what does it mean to grow and mature?
就是满有基督丰满的身量。
It means that we are full of the abundance of the life of Christ.
我们知道神要带领我们一直要达到这个目的。
And we know that the Lord is continuing in leading us until we achieve this.
所以我们今天是神的儿女。
So today we are God's children.
我们要 在主面前竭力地追求属灵生命的成长。
And we need to pursue after the maturity of this life.
脱离那些幼稚的光景。
That we would depart from the immature things.
保罗在哥林多前书也讲到，有的人讲话像孩子，行动像孩子。
And in 1 Corinthians, Paul says that many speak and behave as little children.
对吧？所以这是一个不成熟的现象。
And of course, this reflects their immaturity.
但是呢我们在这里也要和弟兄姊妹们说到。
But here we also need to point out to brothers and sisters.
当有一天我们回到天父那里去的时候。
That one day when we return to the Father.
无论你成熟不成熟，天父都欢迎你回家。
Whether you're mature or immature, the Heavenly Father will welcome you into heaven.
啊，这是神爱我们。
Because the Lord, the God loves us.
神给我们的恩典。
And this is His mercy.
啊，不管这个孩子在世上是如何，他回家，天父就要，欢迎他。
That no matter how this child has lived, the Father will always welcome this child.
我们记得路加福音十五章的那个故事吗？
We know, we remember the story in Luke.
当这个浪子。
The prodigal son.
啊，他背逆他的父亲。
He rebelled against his father.
那么把他父亲给他的产业都浪耗耗尽。
And he wasted his inheritance.
那么他一无所有的回去了。
And when he lost everything, he returned back to the
father. 你看这个父亲人就是欢迎他回家。
And you can see the father, no matter what, still welcomed his son.
所以作为神的儿女回家。
So as a child of God, and when we return,
这个是没有问题的。
There's no problem.
啊。所有神的儿女们，神都欢迎他回家。
All of God's children are welcomed when they return back to the Father.
但是作为神的仆人
，But as a servant of God,
我们知道神希望我们能成为好仆人回家。
God desires that we return as good servants.
马太福音二十五章我们已经讲过。
And in Matthew 25, we already mentioned
我们的。主人渴望我们成为好仆人。
That our master desires that we are good servants.
啊，那么弟兄姊妹们
，and brothers and sisters，
我们作为神的仆人
，as a servant of God，
我想这里神的仆人是指着所有神的儿女说的。
This speaks of all servants of God。
因为今天在整个基督教里面呢，我们有一个不够正确的一个思想。
We have this misconception today.
我们觉得那些蒙召的工人才是神的仆人。
We feel like those who are called co-workers are the real servants.
不，其实圣经给我们看见，所有的人都是神的仆人。
But we can see that all of God's children are servants.
所以我们要追求作为一个好仆人很重要。
So pursuing and being a good servant is important.
那么根据 马太福音25章
And according to Matthew 25,
这里的话好像告诉我们并不是所有人都会成为好仆人。
It seems like with the wording in Matthew 25, it shows us that not everyone will be good servants.
那么这是一个重要的提醒。
And this is an important reminder.
弟兄姊妹你不要轻看他。
Don't look lightly upon this.
如果你不能成为一个好仆人回家。
If you cannot be a good,servant when you return to the Father.
那个结果还是蛮可怕。
The result, the consequence is pretty severe.
会被丢在黑暗里面。
You will be thrown into that outer darkness.
会咬牙切齿。
And gnashing of teeth.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters.
我里面有一点的负担。
I have a burden within me.
那么主还没有回来。
The Lord has not returned.
他还给我们有一些的机会。
He's given us more opportunity.
我们一定要把我们的注意力放在这个好仆人上面。
We need to place our focus on the good servant.
这是我们的机会在主面前追求能作为一个好仆人。
This is our opportunity to be a good servant.
我们希望我们的主人回来的时候。
So our hope is that when our master returns,
所有弟兄姊妹都是好仆人。
That all brothers and sisters are deemed good servants.
我们可以享受神家中的快乐。
That we can enjoy and enter into the joy of our master.
当然，弟兄姊妹如果熟悉圣经
，and those of you who are familiar with the Bible,
我们可以看见在圣经里面关于做仆人的这个教训是非常多的。
we can see that the requirements of being a good servant, there are many, instructions.
啊，这个经文很多，圣经的经文。
There are many Bible verses that speak to this.
我们不能够一一的来看。
And we can't look at each verse individually.
那我只能呢，大概的和弟兄姊妹根据圣经交通一点，如何做好仆人。
I can only highlight a couple of key verses, key points in what it means to be a good servant.
当然，当我们提到这个好仆人的时候
，Of course, when we speak of this good servant.
只有主耶稣是一个绝对的标准。
Only the Lord Jesus is the perfect example.
Absolute.
Absolute example.
他是好仆人绝对的标准。
And he is the absolute example of a good servant.
所以呢，我们要做好仆人，我们都需要从主那里来学。
And so in order for us to be a good servant, we need to learn from the Lord Jesus.
那么感谢主啊。
And we thank God.
圣经不仅把神儿子的这个标准摆在那里。
We thank God that he not only gave us the standard and example of the Lord Jesus.
我们看见圣经中也把很多跟随主耶稣的一些好榜样摆在我们的跟前。
But he's also given us many people who have set a good example for us to follow.
当然他们能成为好榜样
And they have become good examples
是因为呢他们按照这个标准行的
Because they have used the example of Jesus
啊，无论旧约新约都有很多人
Regardless of the Old Testament or New Testament there are many
那么呢我想在新约圣经的里面
I think in the New Testament
使徒保罗
The Apostle Paul
他是一个照着主的这个标准那么追求做好仆人的一个榜样。
He was one who used Jesus as the example of being a good servant.
很多读圣经的人呢
And many who read the Bible.
在新约中我们要讲到神的仆人的时候常常都用保罗做榜样。
That when we, speak of using a servant, we often look to Paul as our example.
这不是说其他的使徒们不好啊。
It's not to say that the other Apostles were not good.
而是呢，新约圣经记载使徒保罗的经历很完全。
But that the Bible, the New Testament's recording of Paul is more complete.
所以我们就先从保罗的身上来看一看，到底有什么重要的原则。
So we'd like to look from the life of Paul to see what kind of principles in being a good servant are displayed.
我们都很清楚，保罗是在大马色路上遇见主。
We all know that Paul met the Lord on the road to Damascus.
他那个时候呢是要逼迫基督徒杀害基督徒。
At that time, he was persecuting Christians.
结果呢在大马色的路途中遇见主。
But on the road to Damascus, he met the Lord.
在那个异象的里面。
And in that vision that he saw.
我们看见保罗发了两个重要的问题。
We can see that Paul posed two important questions.
这两个问题对所有侍奉主人来讲都是非常重要的问题。
These two questions are extremely important for God's servants.
他第一个问说主啊你是谁
The first question that he asked was, Who art thou, Lord?
然后第二个问题说主啊我当做什么
And the second question he asked was, What shall I do, Lord?
其实呢这是做神仆人呢所应该注意的最重要两个问题。
As a servant of God, these are the two questions we need to consider the most.
保罗的一生在主面前的侍奉都是循着这两个问题往前。
Paul, from his whole life in serving God, it was always from the aspect, from the viewpoint of these two questions.
他第一个问题说主啊你是谁
The first question he asked was, Who art thou, Lord?
这就是说呢，我们作为仆人的人
This speaks of the fact that as a servant,
第一个你要认识主人
The first thing is we need to acknowledge that we have a master.
我们在侍奉中啊，你首先你要知道你是有主人的
In service, we have to recognize that we have a master.
我们知道作为神的儿女，我们的地位是很高的
As a child of God, we know that our position is very elevated.
是很荣耀的。
It's very glorious.
那么作为仆人好像这个地位是比较低的。
But as a servant, it seems like that position is lower.
但是呢神有他的美意。
But God has his purpose.
因为我们只有做仆人才能够成全神的旨意。
And only as a servant can we fulfill the heart of God.
连神的儿子都是这样。
And even the children of God is like this.
所以弟兄姊妹我们要提醒自己。
So brothers and sisters, we need to remind ourselves.
在侍奉上,
in service.
我们是仆人,
we are servants.
我们是有主人的,
we have a master.
所以我们每一样事物都要来到主人的跟前问一问,
and so in everything, we need to come before the master to ask his will.
我们知道侍奉主最大的悲剧,
in serving God, the biggest mistake
他就不知道有主人,
is that there's no recognition of a
他也不会问主人,
master. And there's no asking of the master.
他完全照自己的意思做,
and you serve according to your own purpose. This is the greatest failure in serving God.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们要知道我们是否是有主人的,
in serving, we have to acknowledge and recognize that we have a master.
而作为仆人认识主人是第一要紧的事情。
So acknowledging the master is the first point.
你像今天有的家里面雇了一个佣人来了。
For example, today, if you were to hire a servant,
这个佣人一进到这个家里, 第一个要问说谁是主人,
when the servant enters the house, the first thing a servant has to ask is, who is the master?
他认识这个主人,
he has to recognize and acknowledge the master.
所以我们在这里要很慎重地提醒,
so we need to remind people,
那么我们服侍主, 我们是仆人,
that when we serve God, we are servants.
我们是有主人的,
that we have a master.
啊，这个意念非常的重要。
And this recognition is extremely important.
所以求主施恩给我们。
And may the Lord reveal this to us.
让我们今天所有的侍奉都是在主的眼前。
That all of our service is before the eyes of the Lord.
如果我们不认识主人,
and if we don't recognize the master,
我们也不能以他为主。
And we don't deem him as Lord,
这个侍奉一定失败。
For sure, that service will lead
to failure. 你看旧约到新约所有的例子都是这样。
You can see from the examples in the Old Testament to the New Testament.
所以这是今天呢保罗问这个问题的时候呢很重要的一件事情。
So when Paul asks this question, who art thou, Lord? This is extremely important.
他称主为主啊，主人。
And he, his reply was, who art thou, Lord? That he knows that he is Lord.
你是谁?
He says, who are you?
啊, 那么弟兄姊妹们, 我们知道使徒保罗不仅在大马士的路上遇见了主, 称他为主。
We know that in Paul's life, it wasn't only on the road to Damascus where he recognized the Lord and called him Lord.
他认识耶稣是基督。
He also recognized the Christ as Lord.
但是那个只不过是一个开头。
And this is only but the beginning.
然后我们看见在他的侍奉中, 他对于主人不断地有认识。
And then we see that throughout his life of service, he continued to recognize the master more and more.
我们都知道在腓立比书里面很有名的话,
we all know that in the book of Philippians, there's a famous,
关在罗马的监牢里,
as he was imprisoned in Rome,
他还在大声地呼喊说, 使我认识他。
And he would proclaim that I may know him.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们不仅得救开头认识他,
so not only do we recognize him only when we're initially saved,
要做一个好仆人,
but to, in order to be a good servant,
要不断地认识他,
we need to continually recognize and acknowledge him.
我们可以这样说,
so maybe we can say it like this.
我们对他的认识达到什么程度,
whatever depth of recognizing him as master,
他到达什么 level,
whatever level we can understand him to be our master,
我们侍奉的信心就能达到什么程度,
that is our capacity of faith.
所以呢, 在侍奉上的长进是不断地对他的认识。
So our growth in faith is dependent on how much we know him as our master.
所以保罗在异象中第一个问题就是主啊, 你是谁?
So on that vision, in that vision from on the road to Damascus, the first question that Paul asked was, who art thou?
所以我们的侍奉第一要紧的就是认识主人。
In our service, the first thing we need to know, the first point is to know that we have a master.
那么第二个问题,
and the second question,
保罗就问说,主啊, 我当做什么?
Paul asked, what shall I do, Lord?
那么我们要认识主人所要做的事情。
We need to know what the will of the master is.
我们的主人,他是有他的事业的。
our master has his plan and his desire.
他呼召我们来跟他一同经营他的家业。
And he has invited us and welcomed us into his plan.
所以侍奉主呢, 是做主要我们做的事情。
So in serving God, we are to do the things that God has required us to do.
所以保罗曾经说过,
So Paul has said,
他说我们要做主召我们去做的工,
that we have to do what God has called us to do.
这个才是一个真正好仆人的侍奉, 不是你自己定规计划做什么, 你就做什么。
And this is what it means to be a good servant. It's not doing what we desire to do.
当然我们从圣经里面看见, 我们的主人他有一个完整的心意。
And we can see in the Bible that God, the Master has his complete plan.
他在创世以前, 他就把他的计划,
that before the creation of the world, he already established his plan and his will.
那个是完整的。
That is complete.
所以呢, 今天呢, 这个重要的提醒,
and this is an important reminder to us today.
我们做仆人的人,
as a servant,
没有自己的旨意,
that we don't have our own will and opinion.
所以绝对在侍奉上, 你不能自以为是。
So in service, we cannot act according to our own desire.
不是你一高兴做什么就可以做什么。
And you don't do things as you please.
主人有他的计划。
The master has his plan.
主人有他的工作。
The master has his work.
所以保罗问说,主啊, 我当做什么?
So Paul asked, Lord, or what shall I do, Lord?
你如果想要做一个好仆人,
if you want to be a good servant,
你应该不断地在主面前来问, 主啊, 我当做什么?
We need to continually ask the Lord, Lord, what shall I do?
弟兄姊妹, 你看见在大马色的路上,
brothers and sisters, we can see that on the road to Damascus,
在那个意象中,
in that vision,
那么主亲自向保罗显现,
that God personally revealed himself to Paul.
保罗就问了这两个重要的问题,
and Paul asked these two questions.
这是做神的仆人必须要明白的两个问题,
and these are two questions that as a servant of God we need to ask.
所以这两个问题也考验我们到底我们能不能成为好仆人,
and so these two questions will test us to see if we whether we are good servants or not.
其实呢, 这两个问题就包括了全本圣经中间最中心的启示。
Actually, these two questions include the entire will of what the Bible is teaching.
那么到底圣经启示我们什么?
What exactly is the Bible revealing to us?
其实简单说就是两件事。
Simply speaking, it's just two things.
第一个, 神启示他的自己。
The first one is that he reveals himself.
我们知道, 圣经最重要的启示就启示神的自己。
And we know that the most important revelation in the Bible is that he reveals himself.
第二个,
the second,
就神启示他的旨意,
is that he reveals his will to us.
所以呢, 全本圣经就是启示这两件事情。
So the entire Bible reveals these two things.
一个启示神的自己,
one, the first one is that he reveals himself.
一个启示神的旨意,
and the second is that he reveals
his will. 所以我们读圣经, 我们就要更多认识神的自己。
So that when we read the Bible, we recognize more of who he is.
我们读圣经就是要更多
So when we read the Bible, we know more of what his will is.
所以我们感谢神,
so we thank God.
神把这本圣经给我们,
God has given us this Bible.
这实在是重要的启示,
and it truly is an important revelation.
我想因为我要根据保罗这两个问题,
and I'd like to follow these two questions that Paul asked,
和弟兄姊妹们交通到要如何作为一个好的仆人,
and fellowship with brothers and sisters on what it means to be a good servant.
弟兄姊妹我再说,
brothers and sisters, I'll say again,
这是我们最后的机会,
this is our last opportunity.
其他的事都不重要,
all other things are not important.
这件事情非常的重要,
this is extremely important.
那么既然我们要做神的好仆人,
we are called to be good servants of God.
头一个,
the first thing is we need to recognize that we have a master.
我想我要根据圣经啊, 那么呢, 和弟兄姊妹们呢, 做一点的交通。
And I'd like to speak according to what the Bible tells us.
我们都知道神是我们的主人。
We all know that the Lord is our master.
那么这位主人到底他有什么特征呢？
What characteristics does our master
我想我们要从一个认识一个人，先认识他的这些特征。
In order to know a person, you have to know their characteristics.
感谢主啊。
We thank God.
因为神我们看不见也摸不着。
He is a God that we cannot see or touch.
所以他差遣他的儿子道成肉身来到地上。
So he sent his son in the flesh into the world.
所以圣经说呢，基督神的儿子就他荣耀所发的光辉。
And the Bible says that Jesus is the manifestation of his glory.
主耶稣就是神具体的表现。
And the Lord Jesus is the manifestation of the,
所以我们从主的身上可以认识神的许多特性。
Of him physically. And so from the Lord Jesus, we can see the characteristics of who God is.
主若许可啊。
And if the Lord allows.
那么我要从六个方面和弟兄姊妹来讲。
There are six points I'd like to speak on.
当然今天早晨呢，我想不可能把六个点都讲完。
And I don't believe that this morning I have the time to go over all six of these points.
反正现在这个疫情还没有止住。
And since the pandemic has not stopped,
可能我们还有很多的时间可以慢慢的来讲。
Maybe we'll have more opportunity to speak on this in detail.
今天早晨呢，我们在这里所讲头一个点。
And this morning I just want to speak on the first point.
就是我们的主人是伟大的。
Is that our master is great.
我们知道在圣经里面，
you know that in the Bible,
尤其中文圣经里面这个伟大这个字没有用过。
In the Chinese translation, the word great is never used.
他用的一个字叫做自大。自大，非常大。
And
the
Chinese uses a word that speaks of how big, big the master is. And nothing is bigger.
在希伯来文里面
In the Hebrew,
他用了一个 gadol 这个字。
There's this word
gadol.
Gadol.
那么在希腊文里面呢
And in the Greek,
他用了 megas.
It uses the word megas.
我想这个字大家就很熟悉。Megas,
everyone is familiar with.
但我们中文呢，把它翻成自大。
And
它就是最大的，大的不得了。
In Chinese, it uses the word large.
那我想圣经中啊，关于这些经文很多。
Regarding this word, there's many Bible verses on.
我们没有办法把全部的经文都拿出来读。
And I can't, we don't have time to bring up every single Bible verse that speaks of greatness.
Yeah, 我把它留给弟兄姊妹做一个功课好了。
But I'll leave it in your hands, brothers and sisters, as homework.
你们自己从圣经里面去找。
That you can do your own research in the Bible.
Yeah, 自大，中文是自大，英文就是 great.
And to do research on this word great.
当然，这个字里面包括了一个他的尊荣，他的威严。
This word includes the words honor and majesty.
那么我们英文里面讲这个 majesty, 我想读英文人都懂。
And I think everyone knows what majesty means.
那么也讲到他的可畏。
And it also talks about his, him being all.
他的奥秘。
His
mystery.
He is mysterious, or his mystery.
然后讲到他的荣美，他的美丽和荣耀。
It speaks of his glory and beauty.
弟兄姊妹，我们要认识我们的主人呢。
Brothers and sisters, we need to recognize our master.
他实在是非常的伟大。
He truly is great.
圣经给我们看见天地都容不下他，对不对？
And the Bible tells us that heaven and earth cannot contain him.
所以呢，一个侍奉主的人，你要做一个好仆人。
So as a servant of God, in order to be a good servant,
你里面要有个基本的认识，除了神之外，没有任何人事物是伟大的。
We have to have a basic understanding that there is no one or no thing greater than God.
所以你看见旧约啊，这些近前的犹太人。
So we can see that in the Bible, these religious Jews,
他们呢, 从来不把这个伟大这个词, 用在任何的人事物上面,
that they've never used the word great to describe man.
我以前讲过,
and I've mentioned this before.
你们读不到一个字叫做伟大的亚伯拉罕,
You'll never come across a phrase that says the great Abraham.
也没有一个字讲到至大的摩西,
and you'll never find the phrase, the title, the great Moses.
也没有一个字讲到这个伟大的大卫。
And you'll never find the phrase, the great David.
虽然这些人在地上曾经为主做过许多大的工,
although these people have done a big work for God,
但是犹太人从来不把这个伟大这个字放在任何的人事物上。
But the Jews, the nation of Israel has never given this title of being great to a man. And it's similar in the New Testament time.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
只有我们的神是伟大,
only our God is great.
他是伟大无可比的,
his greatness cannot be compared to.
他是大到一个地步,
he is so great that even the devil before him counts as nothing.
所以我们在旧约圣经里面,
so we can see in the Old Testament, that as people recognize the greatness of God, then they were terrified.
他们不怕任何事,
they were not afraid of anything.
我简单举几个例,
and I'll simply bring up a couple of examples.
比方说四世纪里面, 四世纪第五章讲到底波拉,
for example, in the book of Judges, it mentions about Deborah.
哇, 底波拉的那个祷告, 她对神的认识是何等的大。
The prayer of Deborah in her recognizing the greatness of God.
我们没时间去读这个经文。
We don't have time to read this passage.
你到了撒母耳记上第二章的时候,
and when you look at 1 Samuel chapter 2,
你看哈拿的祷告,
it speaks of the prayer of Hannah.
论到弥赛亚是何等的尊贵,何等的伟大。
The recognizing of the Messiah as this great and awesome God.
大卫,
David.
甚至在他幼年,他在牧羊的时候,
in his young age as a shepherd in the field,
他已经知认识神的伟大,
he already recognized the greatness.
他说,我观看你指头所陈设的月亮星宿,
that I see the handiwork in the stars, your handiwork in the stars and the sky.
他便说,人算什么?
That he would say, what is man?
所以大卫做了以色列的君王,
and David became the king of Israel.
他从来不敢讲自己是伟大。
He would never dare proclaim that he is great.
虽然今天很多读经的人讲他是以色列历史上最伟大的君王。
And maybe many people who study the Bible will say that, oh, he was the greatest king of Israel.
他从来没有感觉到自己的伟大。
But he himself has never felt that he was
你如果读,
great.
读尼希米的故事,
when you read the story of Nehemiah,
尼希米的祷告中,
the prayer of Nehemiah,
总是祷告神是大而可畏的神,
he always prayed that God was the Almighty God and the great God.
那么那个时候以色列人他们在被掳的状态,
and when the nation of Israel was in captivity,
但是那班以色列人他们祷告时候也讲到神是至大的神,
but those few Israelites who are faithful to God would look to God and proclaim that he is the Almighty God, the great God.
弟兄姊妹,我们知道啊, 这个侍奉主的人要谦卑很重要,
you know that as a servant of God, humility is an important characteristic.
我们怎么谦卑呢?
How can we be humble?
这个谦卑啊,不是你个人的一个道德修养。
And humility and being humble is not something that you can try to do with your own strength.
很简单,
simply,
你如果看见神的伟大,
if you see the greatness of God, you will automatically be humbled.
所以侍奉主的人,
so as a servant of God,
眼中要能看见主的伟大,
our eyesight needs to always be fixated on the greatness of God.
这是非常重要的一件事情,
and this is an important thing.
当然我们知道在旧约到新约有很多 被主所重用的人。
Although from the Old Testament to the New Testament, we see many people are used by God.
很多神的这些侍奉主的人呢，已经在弟兄姊妹里面变成伟人。
And in the hearts of many brothers and sisters today, these people in the Bible were, we feel like they are great people.
在新约时代中也是这样。
And in the New Testament, it's the same.
啊，但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
我们要再说，没有人是伟大的。
We have to say again that no man is great.
你看《使徒行传》第七章
，in Acts chapter 7,
斯提凡呢
？Stephen，
那么他被主兴起来。
When he
raised him up.
Oh, when God raised him up.
啊，那么斯提凡在《使徒行传》第七章。指摩西时候怎么说
？Oh, when Stephen was talking about Moses, how did he describe him?
他两次说到这人。
He simply said this man.
摩西只不过是一个人。
Moses was just a man.
在十三章里面，保罗论到大卫的时候。
And when in chapter 13, when Paul was speaking,
那么他也说这人。
He also said, this man.
我们知道斯蒂凡跟保罗都是犹太人。
We know that Stephen and Paul were both Jewish.
从前摩西、大卫在他们眼中是伟人。
Moses and David in the eyes of man were great people.
现在他们看见了基督。
But now that they have seen Jesus,
他们就觉得没有什么人是伟人。
They can say that no man is great.
但是请我们注意啊。
However, let's pay attention.
斯蒂凡并没有轻看摩西。
Stephen did not look light, minimize how great, how the accomplishments of Moses.
大卫，保罗也不敢轻看大卫。
And Paul did not, minimize who David was.
啊。他们论到他们的时候，人就说到他们在神的手中被神所用。
But when they thought about these two people, Moses and David, that they recognized that God used them.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们知道在教会历史中
，We know that in church history,
那么神用过很多的人
，God has used many people.
神也借着很多前面的弟兄。姊妹们帮助我们。
And God has used many people before us to help us.
有的人神重用他们。
And God has maybe used some, more.
啊，这里呢，我们要说明了，要平衡，就是我们要尊重这些人。
And we need to have an unbiased opinion that we would not
respect.
That we respect these people.
那么我们在他们面前，我们也谦卑，我们觉得自己跟不上他们。
And before these men in history, we are humbled and we recognize we are inadequate.
但是无论怎样，你不能把他当作是个伟人。
But no matter what, we cannot say that they are great men.
啊，这些人他们也从来没有觉得自己伟大过。
And these individuals never felt that they were great men before.
我想我有个故事讲过很多次，再还要再提醒啊。
And I've mentioned this story many times, and I'll mention it again.
啊。那个戴德森弟兄
Hudson Taylor
他呢这个建立了中国的内地会
that he established the missionary
inland
mission
结果后来他在整个基督教里面成为一个有名的人
and in Christianity today he is a famous person.
所以在有人心目中就觉得他是个伟人。
So in the hearts of many Christians, they feel like he is great.
好像我们记得没错，有一次澳洲有个聚会请他去讲道。
And I believe in
Australia.
In Australia, there was a gathering that invited him.
哇，那整个聚会都很兴奋呢。
And the entire congregation was excited.
他说我们能请到这个属灵的伟人到我们中间来讲道。
And they all thought to themselves, wow, we invited this spiritually great man into our midst.
啊，大家都很兴奋。
And everyone was excited.
尤其那天那个领会的那个长老。
And that day, the leading brother.
他更是兴奋。
He was even more excited.
他心里面想啊。 我要怎么来介绍他呢？
He thought to himself, well, how can I introduce this great man?
所以他就在准备去想啊想，想了很多很好的话。
So he was thinking before the Lord, oh, I'm going to praise this man with all these wonderful words.
所以到了那天Hudson Taylor 到他们的聚会里。
And on that day when Hudson Taylor was in their midst,
这个长老就上台去介绍。
That elder of the church came to introduce Hudson Taylor.
他就像好像很多有那个戏剧上面那个报幕一样的啊，那什么 DJ 啊什么的那样的报。
It's almost like you're at some event and the DJ is announcing this important person.
所以他上到讲台就非常兴奋。
And so when he was on the stage, on the podium, he was really
excited.
He said, thank God.
今天早晨我们中间来了神。伟大的神的仆人，就这么喊叫的。
And he said really loudly and said, thank God today we have before us this great man of God.
因为他不知道用什么话来形容。
So he didn't know what other words to use.
感谢主。
But thank God.
戴德森弟兄上了台。
Hudson Taylor came to the podium.
他首先他就对弟兄姊妹说
He said to the congregation,
他对不起他说我要修正一下我们弟兄刚刚所说的话
Forgive me, I need to adjust what my brother just said.
我不是神伟大的仆人
I am not a great servant of God.
我是那位伟大主的小仆人
But yet I am the little servant of the great God.
我们的弟兄里面有一个看见。
Our brother has this recognizing of who God is.
因为什么？只有主是伟大的。
Because only God is great.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
如果我们没有能看见主的伟大
，If we cannot see the greatness of God，
很多时候把人都看成伟大。
Many times we see man as being great.
我记得我年轻的时候在教会里。
I remember when I was in my younger days in church.
那么因为我们前面的弟兄啊是一个大有恩赐的人。
But because the brother before me in my time was one who had great gifts.
他的同工和许多跟随过的弟兄姊妹都非常的敬重他。
And his co-workers and followers really respected him.
所以我们从小就在这个气氛里面呢，受到教导。
So in my younger days, I was caught up in this atmosphere.
因为我们一提起他的名字啊
，that whenever his name was brought up,
我们里面就有伟大的感觉了。
We have this sense of greatness.
我们就觉得神把一个伟大的仆人放在我们中间。
We felt that God had placed this.Great servant in our
大家都以他为荣耀
And everyone gave that man glory.
那么无论读经交通的时候
Regardless of messages or Bible studies
都说他怎么说他怎么说
They always would make reference to how that brother what that brother said
弟兄姊妹我不能忘记
I cannot forget
在那个年间
In that time period
这种的气氛在我们里面给我们的影响是多么的厉害。
That atmosphere in that time influenced us greatly.
但是弟兄姊妹，等我慢慢的开始成长
，But as I began to mature，
我们就知道，除了主之外，没有什么是伟大的。
I recognize that aside from the Lord， there is no other one or thing that is great.
我们敬重我们的弟兄
，We respect our brother，
他们爱主。他们为主牺牲，他们奉献。
That they love the Lord and they serve the Lord and they dedicated their life.
他们追求非常的用功。
And they were diligent in their pursuit.
他们有启示。
And they had revelation.
他们也把主的话供应给我们。
And they supplied us with the word of God.
那么也带领我们走主的道路。
And they led us in walking before the
Lord. 我们的心里面敬重他们。
In our hearts we respect them.
直到今天我里面还是很敬重
Until today, I still respect them very much.
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
我们不能把它当作伟大的来看
We cannot see them as great
感谢主。
But we thank God.
他们自己里面也从来没有觉得自己是伟大。
In themselves, they never felt that they were great.
他们一直感觉到自己是软弱的。
They always felt that they were in weakness.
是微小的。
That they were small.
是算不得什么。
That they weren't worth very much.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters.
这些人。
These individuals.
认识他的主人。
Recognized who their master was.
他们知道他们的主人是何等的伟大。
They knew that their master was great.
所以今天呢，我们要从圣经里面来认识我们的主。
So today, through the Bible, we need to recognize our Lord.
他比天地都大。
He's greater than heaven and earth.
他的伟大，我们用言语是没有办法能够来描述的。
We cannot use words to describe his greatness.
但愿主开我们的眼睛。
But may God open up our eyes.
叫我们能明白这件事。
So that we can...understand and acknowledge this.
我们知道仇敌啊一直在做破坏的工作。
We know that Satan is always doing his work of deception.
从开头他就想要破坏神的伟大。
From the very beginning, he wanted to destroy the greatness of God.
所以他在这个地上制造各样的宗教。
So he created all of these various religions in the world.
你看那些宗教里面有一个特别的现象。
And in all of the religions in the world, there's one phenomenon.
就他们喜欢把他们的偶像建得非常大。
Is that they like to make their idol great.
无论哪个宗教他都是这样把他们那个偶像建得非常的大。
Regardless of the religion, they always want to make their idol really big.
你像我们在中国在远东你看见很多地方他们造那个大偶像。
You see, in China and in the Asian, countries, their idols were all made really big.
他们为什么要把那个偶像都造成这么大呢?
Why do they want to make their idols really big?
撒旦要在人的心目中间制造伟大的思想。
And Satan wanted to deceive the minds of man in thinking that those idols were great.
所以你看你每一个人到了那个偶像跟前就大家都要这么举目来看。
So when everyone would come before those idols, they would have to look up to see how big the idol was.
仇敌破坏神的伟大。
And Satan wanted to destroy the greatness
of God. 感谢我们的
神。But we thank God.
当主耶稣道成肉身来到地上的时候
When the Lord came in the flesh into the world,
他只不过是一个微小的人。
He was but just a man.
啊，他从来圣经里没有用什么伟大的东西来让我们感觉那个大。
He didn't give us the impression that he was really, he didn't need to give us the impression that he was large.
所以只有魔鬼做这个工作。
Only Satan.Would do this work of deception.
所以我们求主施恩给我们。
But we thank the Lord that may He reveal to us.
你要做一个好仆人。
In order for us to be a good servant.
首先你要认识你的主人。
First we need to recognize the master.
你要认识你的主人有何等的伟大。
And we need to recognize the greatness of our master.
感谢主。
Thank God.
如果主让我们也这样看见。
If the Lord allows us to see this.
你在地上跟随主什么都不可怕。
If we follow the Lord, then nothing in this world will cause us fear.
世人算不得什么。
The world, the men of the world,
魔鬼也算不得什么。
Don't count as anything, nor does Satan.
所以我们记得主耶稣曾经说过。
So we know that the Lord Jesus has said,
他说我父比万有都大。
That I am,
my father
is greater than everything.
谁也不能把你们从我父的手中夺去。
And no one can take you from out of my Father's hands.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
但愿主带领我们在侍奉中往前的时候
As the Lord continues to lead us in service,
我们要被提醒
We need to be reminded.
你把任何人看伟大了
If we were to see any man as being great,
那个人可能就会变成你的偶像
Then that man will become your idol.
侍奉主是不可以有偶像
In serving God, we cannot have idols.
你看犹太人在地上拜偶像。
And a lot of the people of the world, the Jewish people of the world will worship idols.
神就让他们被掳到巴比伦七十年。
And then the Lord allowed them to be in captivity in Babylon.
我们知道这七十年治好了一个病，就他们再也没有偶像。
And the purpose of this captivity for 70 years was to cure this disease, and that disease is of idol worshiping. I think due to the time restraints, we can only speak on this first point. And before the Lord, I have prayed earnestly that through the Holy Spirit, our eyes might be opened. So in order to be a good servant, the first thing we need to understand is that we have a master. We have to know and recognize who our master is. And we hope that the Holy Spirit would shine that light upon us. That we could have a greater eye-opening towards the greatness of God.
所以第一个点就是具有主人是最伟大的。
And the first point is that our Lord, our Master, is great.
好，我想因为时间缘故，我必须停在这里。
And because of time, I have to conclude here.
我们请低头先有点祷告。
And I'd like to bow with some prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are truly thankful before you.
你怎样呼召保罗来侍奉你。
How you called Paul to serve you.
你呼召我们所有的人来侍奉你。
You call each one of us in the same way.
保罗在这里告诉我们。
And Paul has reminded us.
侍奉主必须有两件事情是需要认识的。
And in serving God, there are two things we need to recognize.
第一个，认识主人。
The first one is that we need to recognize our master. And the second point is that we need to recognize the master's will.
主啊,
Lord, you are our master. We are your servants. We are willing to live this life in the world before you. And may you allow us to not sin in our service. But allow us to be the good servant. And although you have not returned yet, you have given us this opportunity. May every brother and sister hold on to this opportunity. That we would pursue after being a good servant. So that on that day of judgment, we can receive your approval and praise.
主啊,
Lord, may you bless your own words.
谢谢你与我们众人同在。
Thank you for being with us today.
垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 好，我们下面一点简短的报告。
We have a couple of the announcements to make.
这个疫情还没有过去。
This pandemic is not over yet.
我昨天看好像我们的华盛顿州啊变得更厉害了。
When I checked yesterday, it seems like the numbers in Washington have gone up.
所以我们需要迫切祷告。
So we need to pray earnestly.
去说保守每个弟兄姊妹每一个家。
That God would protect every brother and sister and every household.
也请弟兄姊妹纪念我们。 这样的一种聚会。
And may we all keep this type of meeting in our prayers.
礼拜二晚上希望弟兄姊妹尽量参加祷告聚会。
That brothers and sisters would attend the Tuesday night prayer meeting.
这个时候正是我们需要迫切祷告的时候。
And these are times where we really need to be praying earnestly.
我们礼拜五有读经的聚会。
And our Bible study on Friday night.
礼拜六有东南区的聚会。
And Saturday night, the Southeast District Bible study.
那么下个礼拜呢，人就有波饼。
And as we break bread next Sunday.
下个礼拜的交通的弟兄，一个是杨信远，还有一个谁？ 秦伟啊，是下礼拜有秦伟跟杨信远弟兄两个人交通。
Next Sunday, we have two brothers, Wei and Sandy.
请弟兄姊妹在祷告中纪念。
May we keep them in our prayers.
好，我们今天早晨的聚会就停在这里。
And we'll conclude our meeting this morning.
祝福所有的弟兄和姊妹。
May God bless all of the brothers and sisters.
再见。
Farewell.